This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As we always talk to our guy, Gerard Johnson. We got a lot to get to with him, a lot of football stuff to get to with him. But I got to start at Gerard Johnson 1 on Twitter with this question. You were a quarterback, Gerard. You were a leader. When you lose two tough ones in a row, like the Astros have lost, how important is the mood to stay up in the locker room? And what do you say, especially when something that had been a strength wasn't, you know, just hasn't been working? What's the conversation? Who do you look to in those moments?
Well, I mean, it's one of those things. They've had a lot of success, and you just got to trust the process. You know, you just got to have confidence in your guys and don't start pointing fingers and just, it is what it is. Like, these moments are set up weeks, months in advance. You know, that's why you build your nucleus. That's why you do things in the off season. That's why you kind of build that base during the season, so when adversity comes, y'all can kind of withstand it, you know. And so I think they have a tight nucleus. I think they have a good group. You just got to keep doing the things that got you there and keep depending on the guys that got you there and hope that they come up in the moment. Either they do or they don't. But you just got to have faith in your guys, trust your process, know your strengths, you know, and lean on those. And, you know, I living a lot of times guys try to you get in those situations, try to do more than what you need to do. Just go back to keeping it simple. You know what I'm saying? Get the ball on the ball, get on base, and, you know, hope that your guys that you lean on come out and make plays for you.
Now, everybody knows that you played, you know, in the NFL and college football and college basketball. You also were a pitcher that was being scouted to be drafted. When you saw the thing that got me, I'll put it this way, was that when Aaron Judge was at the plate and there was a runner at third, it totally changed the approach to Aaron Judge. You could no longer pitch him down and away, pitch him down and in, because you didn't want the tying run to score on a wild pitch. I mean, how do you change your approach and still avoid a big bat like that from hurting you?
I mean, it just comes down to the guys before him, you know. Like, it is, I don't think your approach can change much if there's guys on base. I mean, you got to go there and hope that your guns are bigger than his guns. I mean, he has pretty big guns. You just got to hope that you can be a little bit better to where he's in a situation where you can pitch around him and there's a little room for error to where you can try to work the edges, try to work the corners, try to throw a 3-2 curveball, something like that, to where if you do walk him, there's a spot to put him. But if you get put in a situation to where there's a guy second, third, and, you know, it's a tie game or something like that, and or bases loader or whatnot, to where you have to pitch to him, it is what it is. You just hope that your best is better than his. And, you know, it's kind of at that point, it's too late. You know, you just try to hopefully get a better situation prior to him coming up.
Gerard Johnson, our guest on the hotline. Switching to football here, Gerard, what do you make of the people who get nervous that Deshaun Watson plays pretty much the whole game for the Houston Texans? We hear the conversation about he needs the reps, but there's got to be some sort of balance there. And eventually, does that you know, narrative of he needs the reps go away for a safety concern?
I think as the season goes on, you know, for sure, if they get ahead in games, you'll see Savage, especially knowing that Savage is a guy who can come in. And, you know, it's not a huge liability putting him out there from an operational standpoint. But if right now I am of the thought if he needs as many reps as he can. Now, if he takes a hit or he runs, if you're up by 20 or something, that's a whole other issue.
Yeah.
You know, but as far as being out there and handing the ball off, and it's also a learning process for him to understand how to protect himself. There's going to be games so where you're up by 15, you can't take him out. You know, moving on, you need that first offense in there to be there. But all right, now if you take off and run, you better slide. You better not get touched. This isn't the situation. Take a guy on, or this isn't the situation to call quarterback power from the 1 yard line.
I totally agree. He didn't have the preseason reps with the first team, you know, and you want to get all these reps matter for him. I want to change the subject just to his touch on the long ball. I've mentioned it once or twice the last couple of weeks, but he had another big deep pass for a connection this past week. Is there a trick? Is there a secret? Is there a certain way to throw a deep pass that just makes it more catchable? Because he seems to throw a very catchable deep ball.
Well, it's one of the best ways I can describe it. We talk about this with like the Elite 11 stuff, something with the high school kids is, He's a dynamic thrower. Doesn't mean he has the strongest arm, doesn't mean whatever, but he's a dynamic thrower. He has every club in his bag. So if you go, it's like a golfer who can lay up, who can, you know, shoot it on the line, whatever. Whereas, would you rather have a golfer who can just drive it a mile and putt, or somebody who can literally hit every shot on the course? May not have the best drive, the best putt, whatever, but can literally use any club to do whatever he wants to do with that ball. And that's what Deshaun has. All his whole career, people knocked his arm strength because he wasn't heaving the ball on tape. Well, he throws it as hard as he needs to for the given throw. That's all you really need. You know, he's the completion guy, and he knows the type of where to put a little more spin on it, how to get the ball up and down, how to throw it when he needs to kind of come off his back foot and throw it on the line. He understands the situation, and he has a really good touch. But it's definitely something that, you know, a lot of guys have, some guys don't. Or some guys have, a lot of guys don't. But like he's a dynamic passer more than a rocket arm, anything like that. He's dynamic and can make every throw on the field, the different types of throws you need to make to play the position.
Gerard, Bill O'Brien often brings up the self-scouting aspect of the bye week, and they've had tremendous success under Bill O'Brien's tenure after the bye week. What's Watson's week look like here for the bye week? Because I feel like there has to be a pretty good mix of getting ready for the Seahawks, but also trying to clean up what he sees about himself. What's his bye week look like, and what can he actually accomplish with this bye week?
Yeah, I think Deshaun is going to go back with all throws you missed. Just flat out miss, like, you know, maybe the accuracy standpoint, and you're going to work those. All right, I need to throw more outs, I need to throw more comebacks, whatever. After that, he's going to do more protection, because you can't do enough of seeing how teams are blitzing you and your ability to kind of make sure you have an answer for whatever blitzes they're throwing. And then I think from Bill O'Brien's standpoint, you're looking at your scheme, because they have added some wrinkles and whatnot. And now teams, every week goes on, they have more and more tendencies. So how can they keep the wrinkles with the option and the jet sweeps and stuff like that, but still have to be a part of their base offense? Because I think as the year goes on, you'll see them not regress, but you'll go more to your base offense, because that's what kind of wins over time. But how can you keep the wrinkles and that not become part of your offense? Or, all right, we ran this many jet sweeps. Now we got to have a bootleg off the jet sweep. We got to have a counter off the jet sweep. We got to have a quarterback run off the jets. Now let's build on it with base plays, so that we can still keep teams off guard.
What did you think of the running game this past weekend?
I loved it. I think adding Deshaun Watson, adding the receiver sweeps. So essentially, you want to have diversity in your run game. You want to have lateral runs, or you get to the sideline with a vertical runs. You want to have receiver runs. You think about how many guys can and have carried the football for the Texans in a run game standpoint. You have to spend so much time on the run fits, on if there's a receiver sweep, if there's a quarterback counter, all these things. And then you also have passing plays off of those, to where the run game is really set up. The reason why he has so many touchdowns is because of how diverse the run game has been. That's helped his passing game for sure.
Gerard Johnson, our guest on the hotline, at GerardJohnson1 on Twitter. How much is Deontay Foreman catching for not finishing that run there at the end? And what's his growth potential here in the next couple of weeks? We've started to see it evolve, but what's his growth potential in the next couple of weeks as he's sort of getting his footing here in the NFL?
Oh, yeah. Anytime you get on camera and somebody walks into anybody, we just call it, you get sucked, like put you in the straw, they suck you up, whatever you want to call it, to where they walk you down. You're going to hear from the guys at all positions, including the coaches. But that's definitely a laughing point in the meetings, I'm sure. But his next progression is all the simple stuff. It's like you get drafted off your ability to run the football. You get drafted off his ability to be big and fast and break tackles and whatnot. Now it's how good can you be in pass protection? How good can you be protecting the football? And how good can you be with all the things that don't take ability? Because as those things come along, which come in time, I think he'll end up being your lead back at some point.
All right, so you go to San Antonio, play Central Catholic. I heard it was a big comeback.
Yeah, it was a big comeback. We had a really good win. You know, we got down early on some, you know, we had a mishandled fumble, you know, led to a touchdown. We shot ourselves in the foot early, but I was really proud of our kids. We came back in the second half and scored 12 points in the last, I think, 3 minutes to win the game. So it was a good game.
What do you got coming up in the next couple of weeks?
Bye week, and then we start our district play against Beaumont Kelly, then Concordia, and then we play St. Pius in 3 weeks. That's going to be a barn burner of a game. It's going to be really exciting. You're not going to find – it's going to be really exciting football with a lot of Division I athletes on the field. It'll be fun stuff.
Good deal.
All right, good stuff from Gerard Johnson as he visits with us each and every week. Hey, don't lose the bye week and go out and get them.
Sounds good.
All right, good stuff from Gerard Johnson as always.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.